The following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com. Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show we call Just a Fan's View, the show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. We won't be doing any interviews with drivers, and we won't be talking to any crew chiefs. In fact, when we do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why we call it Just a Fan's View. So hold on to your cup holder. We're not afraid to express our opinion. In fact, it is what we do best. Today's show is
Cup Teams Take On the Auto Club Speedway. From this fan's view, it looks like they've finally found a track that the new Gen 6 car likes. No, I'm not talking about the Auto Club Speedway at Sonoma. Well, at least not yet. But I am talking about the half mile at Bristol. All things considered, the racing at Bristol was some of the best we've seen so far this season, at least from this fan's view. So, also from my view, the Gen 6 has shown itself to be a great fit for short track, high bank racetracks. Well, maybe I'm a little premature on that too, since the Gen 6 has only visited the one so far. That's why this weekend will be another question mark in the continuing saga of the new car and the NASCAR Cup teams in this 2013 season. It is a well-known fact that the Auto Club Speedway surface is aging and seems to get a little more bumpy every time NASCAR Cup visits. That's not to mention the seams in the asphalt surface that makes it all the more precarious for the drivers. Sure, I know they all complain about it, but they also like the challenge, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying the track has character, and it's good that the best drivers in the world have places they go that do challenge them. It does appear they're getting a better grip on this new car, but it also looks like they're still trying a lot of different things between teammates to gain as much information as they possibly can. Of course, that would be before this first break in racing since the season began, happening after this weekend. All of the Cup teams get next weekend off from racing, but it remains to be seen if any of them get much time off other than just the Easter holiday. With the changeover to the Gen 6, all of the shops have been very busy trying to get their cars changed over to the new bodies and rules, and that has kept all of them busy trying to play catch-up. Perhaps soon they will be able to breathe, at least a little bit easier, now that the first five races will be out of the way. One thing's for certain, at least from this fan's view, no one is letting on as to how much they've learned in these first weeks of 2013, but they have hit almost every type track, so it is this fan's guess, especially after this weekend, they will have a lot more stats to mull over for the next race in 2 weeks. So, what will the racing be like this weekend? Well, a few things to keep in mind is that it is a 2-mile track with high banking, which results in high speeds, especially as they get to the end of the straights. I'm of the opinion this could be a race that sees a mixture of long green flag runs and some cautions for possible accidents, mostly because of the seams and the bumps which result in the cars being unruly at times. In watching the practices, it did appear more than a few did get squirrely at times. I expect that to be a continuing problem as the race progresses Sunday afternoon, and there just may be more than a couple of blown engines. Tire wear will definitely figure into the way the racing goes, and there's a lot of drop-off from where they start off with a new set and get about 8 to 10 laps into a run. That could make for some really good racing, and at least some disappointments for some that have a good chance at taking the checkers. I could be wrong about the engine failures, but this is definitely a track that is hard on engines, if for no other reason than the speeds. The Fords, in particular Greg Biffle's number 16 Roush Ford, were showing muscle all weekend. Yeah, I know Biffle started off with a blown engine and will have to start in the back after qualifying second, but he is definitely one to watch for this one. He was fast in every practice. The Toyotas also showed they were capable of running up front all day, and all three of the JGR teams practiced and qualified well. Denny Hamlin starts on the pole and could take it all the way to victory lane, and that's not to mention Kyle Busch and Matt Kenseth. Is it possible the Chevys won't make a show of it in this Auto Club 400? That's probably a bit of a stretch, but they didn't make a lot of noise in the practice sessions. I wouldn't count them out, especially Jimmy Johnson, but they may have a long day ahead of them. I'm interested in seeing if the Gen 6 races well at this track. During the practice sessions, we did see a little of the cars running together, but this fan couldn't tell what the racing will be like when they get together in big packs like at the start and restarts. It is also possible tire wear could make a big difference for this race, and it is probably an understatement to say track position will be a necessity to end up in victory lane. But then, when isn't it? Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time, right here at NASCAR Fans View, for just a fan's view of NASCAR racing. That's the show for today, and we're really glad you took the time to be with us. It is our hope you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find us. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, PCN Productions. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week. Hi everyone, my name is Rusty Norman, probably better known to you as Podcast Norm. I'm the voice behind Podcast Norm Audio Productions, and I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the music I use in my podcasts and other productions. It's from Mike Stewart, and it's called Two Buck Themes. We all know music makes every production better, and not only is Two Buck Themes royalty-free, but it is very affordable. How much is it, did you say? Just $2 a theme, 5 themes at a time, and I use it exclusively on these podcasts. If you make audio and video productions and want to make them better, then give Two Buck Themes a try. I know you won't be disappointed. Once you hear and use them for yourself, I'm sure you will feel the same way I do about them. So click on the link below and get Two Buck Themes for yourself. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time.